Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Odell. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Odell. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tasby. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Tasby steals second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan takes first base on ball four. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. Tasby moves to third. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Romano moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasbai hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Triandos moves to second. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler fields it and throws to second for the out. Triandos moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shirm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Tasbai settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Odell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odell is 0 for 1 in the game. Odell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierce hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Landis scores. Pierce moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. Pierce scores. Aparicio scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Odell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to second. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis is walked intentionally. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Lockman moves to third. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Billy O'Dell. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Arnie Portocarrero now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 3 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Earl Torgerson pinch runs for Sherm Lawler. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Romano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Torgerson moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 3 in the game. Woodling hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Triandos hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willy Tasbai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasbai is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Tasbai hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Finnegan hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Landis bunts towards third. Finnegan fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner misplays the ball. That's an error on Gardner. Smith scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Porto Carrero fields it and throws to first for the out. Pierce moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Pilarczyk pinch hits for Arnie Porto Carrero. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.